Muse on the Work of His Hands, July 22. Meditation. I remember the days of old, I meditate on all thy works, I muse on the work of thy hands. The mercies of God surround you every moment, and it would be profitable for you to consider how and whence your blessings come every day. Let the precious blessings of God awaken gratitude in you. You cannot number the blessings of God, the constant loving kindness expressed to you, for they are as numerous as the refreshing drops of rain. Clouds of mercy are hanging over you, and ready to drop upon you. If you will appreciate the valuable gift of salvation, you will be sensible of daily refreshment, of the protection and love of Jesus, you will be guided in the way of peace. Look upon the glorious things of God in nature, and let your heart go out in gratitude to the Giver. There is in nature's book profitable study for the mind. Be not thankless and reckless. Open the eyes of your understanding, see the beautiful harmony in the laws of God and nature, and be awed, and reverence your Creator, the supreme ruler of heaven and earth. If the young would study the glorious works of God and nature, and His majesty and power as revealed in His Word, they would come from every such exercise with faculties quickened and elevated. A vigor would be received, having no kin to arrogance. By a contemplation of the marvels of divine power, the mind will learn that hardest but most useful of all lessons, that human wisdom, unless connected with the infinite and sanctified by the grace of Christ, is foolishness. If we faithfully study the book of nature, we shall find it a fruitful source for contemplating the infinite love and power of God.